have known the Father's care for me. He's been good, He's been good. Through it all, He's always there for me. God's been good. For many of us, the idea of God desiring to reveal His glory in us and through us comes as a great surprise. Why? Because we can hardly imagine God doing something wonderful in us. And when He does, we're amazed. Amazed by His gift of strength for our weakness. Amazed by His healing mercy in our sickness. And amazed by His sustaining power in the face of overwhelming loss. Sometimes we get so caught up in trying to unravel the mystery of who we are in Christ that we miss the majesty of who He is in us. What He's done for us had nothing to do with anything we deserved or could earn, but instead, it was all His doing, all His grace, all His goodness, all God, God in us. Our testimonies are not an attempt to impress anyone with our faith or achievement. They're given to describe how impressed we are with His. And remembering God's past goodness is a key to overcoming by God's grace today.
You're never prepared for this phone call. We were asked to come to the hospital immediately. Our son had been in a terrible auto accident and was in critical condition. Kevin had been speeding down a rain-soaked highway when he went off the road and struck a cement pillar. The impact tumbled the truck into a flood control channel where it landed upside down. Kevin was thrown through the driver's door and landed several feet from the vehicle. A nearby resident heard the crash and ran down to the channel where he found Kevin submerged in a few feet of water. He held our son's head above the water until the police and paramedics arrived. No one at the scene believed Kevin could survive this crash. The doctor told us that he was in a coma, and they suspected brain damage due to the impact and the lack of oxygen from being trapped underwater. We were now faced with our worst fears. Through our anxiety and sadness, my husband and I sought God's comfort and healing for our son. Kevin had made many wrong choices in his life, and this accident was the result of those choices. We've been praying for so many years that God would give our 38-year-old son a new heart and that he would turn his life over to Christ. The next day, we were told there was evidence of brain damage and that Kevin was not responsive to any stimulation. That evening, our pastors came to pray with us. As our pastor was anointing Kevin with oil, he spoke these words to him, "Arise, Kevin, and live." At that moment, I saw Kevin move and gently squeeze the pastor's hand. This was his first movement since the accident. We knew Kevin was experiencing the touch of the Lord, and we also knew in our hearts that our son was going to arise and live. Over the next few months, we continued to seek God's healing touch. Kevin is growing strong and is learning to walk again and is now able to eat. The doctors and nurses have all commented to us that they find it incredible that Kevin survived his injuries and that there appears to be no permanent damage. Our son has been touched by God's healing power and the love of God's people. He does not want to go back to the life he was living. He has asked if he can come to live with us until he's physically and financially ready to go on. We're preparing the fatted calf and the robe for Kevin's homecoming. We continue to pray and believe for the greatest miracle of all, the miracle of a new life in Christ for our son. I'm so thankful for the promise and the peace of God in us.
I have known the Father's care for me. He's been good. He's been good. Through it all, He's always there for me. God's been good to me. Through the storm,
I remember being called by God as a child to step forward and accept Jesus Christ into my heart. This happened in a Sunday evening service when I was about 10 years old. Except for minor, childlike infractions, I didn't really know sin. I did know goodness, though, and now I knew Jesus Christ, and I knew He was in my heart. I also remember the temptations that followed. The peer pressure and the need to be accepted was great. Still, I reasoned just minor infractions.
Lord, I've come to drink of Your purity. Breath's growing cold, my heart is so empty. Confidence is bare. Confidence is bare.